Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. The title for today is Happy New Year. Be, do, give your best daily. Well, it's hard to believe that today is the last day in 2020 and in this decade. Tomorrow is the first day in the new decade, 2021. Are you anticipating changes in your behavior, attitude, mindset, health, income, workplace, work schedule, and so forth? Do you think that much is changing or will change between today and next year? What are your thoughts telling you? What are your beliefs for the new year? What are you willing to change or create things better for you? I'm Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, best-selling author, Blog Talk Radio host, former nurse, fitness trainer, and educator. This morning, I read a prayer to keep God first this new year by Debbie McDaniel. And it started with, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." That's in 2 Chronicles 5:17, if you want to look it up. And I thought that was so appropriate because the old has passed. This year has come and gone. It'll be over by midnight tonight. Tomorrow is new beginning of 2021, a new day, a new beginning, a new everything. So how can we look at this? And I just thought, okay, I'm going to check out a few things. So that letter that I was referring to, A Prayer to Keep God First This New Year by Debbie McDaniel, starts with, "Dear God, thank you that you make all things new. Thank you for all that you've allowed into our lives this past year, the good along with the hard things, which have reminded us how much we need you and rely on your presence filling us every single day." The prayer is much longer. I do not intend on reading the whole thing, but I have included the long link just below, starting with HTTPS. You can highlight it, copy and paste it into your URL so you can read or listen on YouTube to the entire prayer. I just thought that was really interesting that I'm not the only one thinking about that. So let's go back to my first questions, what you're anticipating in your changes in your behavior. Have they changed this year? What is the difference in you, within you, from last January 2020 to right now, the very end of 2020? Have you gotten stronger in faith? Have you gotten stronger in many other ways? Have you learned a lot more? Have you spent more time reflecting upon the good and the things you can change? There's a lot more. So what is your behavior? What is your attitude? Are you getting so negative because you're really fed up with what's been happening in the world? Not just to us here or for us here, but in the world, the entire world is topsy-turvy. What is your attitude? Can you learn something from it? Or are you just out to blame everybody, do harm to everybody? I think a couple of times ago I mentioned that people have done mean things on my property, by punching the screen door and making holes in it, by dismantling our gym, which is like a golf cart. And just 2 days ago, picking 2/3 of our lemons on the lemon tree. Well, okay, just with the last one, with the lemon tree, my husband and I were talking about it, and we said, you know what? We could be angry that people stole without asking, and then they would have received, because we're given just about to everybody who asks, they get. Because it says in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. And we're living that philosophy. We're living that promise. That is what we do and who we are. But people just coming and taking fruits or veggies out of our garden without asking and then leaving some trail behind that we know somebody did it by seeing footprints or seeing produce or fruit on the floor, on the ground. That is just really something that we were thinking about. And then we said, you know what, is such a tempting time in life for so many. And so many don't have the financial means to keep healthy. So the vitamin C, which is so much higher and richer in fresh lemon than in store-bought lemon, who have been traveling for months at the time and have been on the shelves for who knows how long, maybe they needed it to boost their immune system. Maybe they had a relative who was feeling really sick and they didn't have the money to go buy vitamin C in the store. So they thought, oh, well, we'll just take some. I'm not saying it's right, but doesn't it change the mindset a little bit? If it served them, if it helped them to get better and healthier, wasn't it worth it? I'm not condoning on stealing, on sabotaging somebody's property or anything like that. But I'm saying, does it help us? Does it benefit us to be angry and frustrated and think about the worst when we could think about how it might have helped somebody and how they might be grateful for it, just couldn't voice it, and we're in a hurry to save a life or something? So that's what I'm referring to. Our attitude has so much to do with everything that we do, say, feel, experience. It's just entirely up to us. Mindset, I have given the example many a times that a positive mindset creates health. A negative mindset causes illness. And I am sure, I'm positive, you hear the difference between creating and causing. And so I just want to stress that very, very deeply, that we are in charge of who we are, what we do, and what we think. It's not somebody who's doing things to us. Things are done for us, and it is up to us to perceive things in a good way or learn from it and make it better. So health is a big issue. As I said, I just read that here in Long Beach, they're asking for a ship to come back, the big boat, for cases, COVID cases, because the hospitals are oversaturated. They even have COVID patients in the hallways lined up because there's not enough rooms. And you know, that is not good, because everybody who walks by can be then a potential carrier without maybe even getting it, or can get it and not know it, or get it and really feel the presence of that virus acting up in their body. So we just have a dear friend of ours who just got diagnosed last week, and it is no good. It is just so sad. Because the breathing is one of the worst things. It affects your lungs, and you can't produce enough oxygen or take in enough oxygen, and you can't really sharply exhale the carbon dioxide, which is the gas that it produces when it's been absorbed and transformed in the body. So it just makes it really, really difficult. So we are keeping, that's my husband and I, are keeping everybody we know and the ones we don't know in our prayers for good health so things will get better. So how can you take better care of your health now and in the future? Because we have some challenges, to be honest. The gyms are closed. We can't go to the gym. I can't go swimming because I don't have a private swimming pool on my property. It's too small for that. I don't even have space right now for, which is only about 10 or 12 feet long and about 4, 5, 6 feet wide. It has a pump that you swim towards the current, which is the same as swimming in a swimming pool, and you can set the current to the strength or power that you want it to, depending on how hard you want to swim. But I don't even have space for that. So swimming is out. What are my options? I just found out that I have bone on bone in my feet, and walking is not really a good solution for me right now, and they can't do anything about it, especially now. They don't want to do surgeries that are not of utmost importance, and because of the coronavirus. If you get it, you go in pretty healthy to some surgical procedure and you come out in a body bag. That's not what we want. So my orthopedic surgeon said he'd rather not do anything. Plus, he said, honestly, if we were to do something, I cannot guarantee you that it's going to be any better. Quite often, it's going to be worse. So I think, to be honest with you, it'd be better for you to find other solutions to exercise that give you pleasure to do, that you enjoy doing, but that don't, cause more infection, more pain than walking would do. So I'm going for bike rides. It's pretty awesome. So there are things that we can do. We can be in control. And you know what? I am the happier for it. I just found out with my last in-body scan that I did yesterday, that I was able within the last month to put on 0.6 pounds of muscle. So that's cool because I need more muscle to keep my bones healthy. And bicycling has helped. And I do walk my stairs in the house and stuff. I don't use any electric chair anymore because I'm doing pretty dang good now. But it's just really our attitude and our mindset that help us to get better or to get worse. So please, please, please make the most out of it. Income, has your income been affected? Because you, number one, lost your job, or you lost your unemployment, you don't have anything else to do. You have to work from home and you're too distracted because you're helping your children. All things that can be changed. There are so many amazing things out there. For example, network marketing is something that has helped so many people. And I know one particular author who writes about that. His name is Eric, E-R-I-C, Worry, W-O-R-R-E. And he wrote the book GoPro, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional. And he's actually going to have another 3-day virtual GoPro webinar next year in December, the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th. And if you buy your tickets today to attend that seminar, that webinar, it's only $97 for the 3 days. I paid more for this year from December 11th to 13th. And the new one that's right, 97 till tonight is going to be $500 in just a little bit. So today's the last day to buy your virtual GoPro 2021 tickets. It's either GoPro2021.com or virtualgopro2021.com. I can't remember exactly. And you can get your tickets for $97 today till tonight. And then you get to attend this 3-day thing. And if you want to buy the book, just go to Amazon.com and it's only $12. And it gives you already a beginning of what you can do while you're waiting to find out something else. So that is a good thing to do. And so I just want to, I'm not saying you have to. I'm just giving you options to improve your life so you have more choices. Also, you are then in charge of your own work schedule and you don't have to dance after somebody else's violin. So that's a good one to do. I would like to do an exercise with you. I'm just giving you the very beginning of it. And then I'm going to have you do it for yourselves. And honestly, I'm going to do it too. Pardon me. I just found four questions that somebody posted. Your life in 2021, four questions. And when we answer those four questions deeply and honestly, we actually can find our niche and be out there and do more good than we ever thought we could. There's so much truth to it. So I'm going to give you the four questions. Question one, what do you want to create? And you know what? Anything's possible. There's nothing that's impossible. Okay, anything's possible. What do you want to create? Why do you want to create it? There must be a reason that's propelling you that direction, that you want to do something else, or that you want to go deeper in what you're doing and help more people or teach more people or whatever it is. Question three, what must you do to reach it? That's to create it, to reach it, right? So you need to put it into smaller pieces. Like you don't eat an elephant in one bite. You can't do that. You have to divide it up and then divide it up and then divide it up and to divide it up until you have it in bite sizes. And that's the same when you look forward for a project or a job that you want to create for yourself, or I don't really like saying job, because in my opinion, the J-O-B stands for just over broke, and that's when somebody else pays you. But when you get to pay yourself what you're worth, your knowledge, the time you put into, the effort you put into creating the program, the position, whatever it, pay yourself handsomely, and that needs to be rewarded. So what must you do to reach it? That means break it down to the nitty-gritty till you have a step-by-step plan. And the last and one of the most important questions is, who must you become to achieve it? So you can't remain to be the same person, because if you do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results, what happens? You're erring. You're in error. It's not going to happen. You need to change. You need to grow. You need to learn. And there are so many books out there for self-development or for, you know, learning more about yourself and whatnot. I just found another one that's amazing. I haven't read it yet. I just got it in the mail yesterday. It's The Underdog Advantage by Dean Graziosi. And that's D-E-A-N. And the last name is G-R-A-Z-I-O-S-I. And it's a New York Times bestselling author. Rewrite your future by turning your disadvantages into your superpowers. And I heard him speak a few times recently. And man, knowing where he came from and where he is now, unbelievable. You can Google him, Dean Graziosi. He is so amazing. There are no excuses. There are just solutions. And all we need to do is find them and move with them. So why did I talk about this particular subject today? Very simply, because so many people have put blame out and not taken charge of their own life. I want to encourage you to be, do, and give your best daily for several reasons. Number one, when you know you've been your best and you've done your best and you've given your best, you don't have any regrets. You know you couldn't do any better. You've done the very best. And that is a big win. We want to live with wins and not with fails. Unless you fail forward, like Edison, 9,999 times in one case, 999 times in another case, he did not succeed in making a light bulb. But back to those cases, in the case with the 9,999, the 10,000th time he succeeded, and with the case where somebody mentioned it was only 999 times, the 1,000 times he succeeded. So it doesn't matter what the numbers are. It just matters that success is just around the corner. When you think you can no longer do any more, take one more step and one more step, one step at a time, and you will see the end of the tunnel and you will reach your goal. And you know that goals can change and dates change. And in order to make, you know, goals or to answer the question, what must you do to reach it? And I said, divide it up. That also means write your goals down with time frames. By March 31st, I am at such and such place, or I have done such and such, or, you know, you want to give very specific dates, because that keeps you more accountable for what you say, and it is out there. It goes to the universe, and things will manifest themselves more easily when you're very specific than when you just say, oh, well, in 2021, I want to make more money. I want to have more clothes. I want to buy another car. I want to move from a one- or two-bedroom apartment into a five-bedroom house with swimming pool and stuff. It's not going to happen until, those are very important words, until you put forward the action it takes to get there. And that's why you need a timeline. That's why you need dates. And be actually really true to yourself and get it done. Don't give up. Whenever it gets difficult, just think, just one more step. So I hope this was helpful. How does this relate to healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Very simply, when we do what we love doing, work is not really a chore. It's a choice. It's a joy. It's something we really love doing. When we love doing things, we don't stress out. When we don't stress out, we don't really get sick. When we don't get sick, we don't have to go to the doctor and get tests done and be put on medication, da 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 da. You know the devil's circle, right? And when you don't need to spend money or waste money where you don't really need to, you feel much happier about yourself. And again, it goes back to mindset, creating health, a positive mindset, or causing illness. So you choose what you want. In my case, obviously, I want health. So I'm doing the very best I can. All right. I hope this has helped some in giving you a positive perspective for 2021 to maybe to go do and answer those four questions. What do you want to create? Why do you want to create it? What must you do to reach it? And who must you become to achieve it? And if you have questions about those, or you would like to find out a little bit more about where you are with your health and whatnot, I have two free gifts I'm willing to give you guys. The first one is a health discovery session. It's a gift, so it's free. And where we evaluate where you are with your mental, physical, and financial health. And the second one is an e-newsletter with healthy recipes, healthy activities, and, you know, some other things. But it is something really worthwhile, and the people who get it, they really appreciate it. So if you choose to accept my free gift or free gifts, write to me at coachdenise@ctdigest.net, and that one is hyperlinked, so you can just click on it and send me an email saying you would like to schedule a health discovery session and you would like to receive the e-newsletter. But make sure the first three letters in your subject title need to be BTR for Blog Talk Radio, because I get so many emails that go into my spam folder, and in order for me to pull them out, I just go through and look for BTR. And if it doesn't have the BTR in there, it's the first thing in the email subject line, it gets deleted out of the spam folder. I have about 500 spams every day, so you know how much time that takes. But when I can focus on just three letters, BTR, and capitalize them, BTR, and then behind whatever you want to say, maybe put the date in, 12/31/2020, so I know which episode you're referring to. That'd be awesome. And then I can definitely get in touch with you. Give me the information I need to get in touch with you, and we can go forward and start 2021 with better mental, physical, and financial health than we end 2020. Today's the day to make a decision. I even have another gift. Anybody who signs up with me today to get healthy and goes on my program gets an incentive. I'm not going to tell how much or what, and that's just up to us to discuss when we're on the call together. All right. I wish everybody a wonderful rest of the 2020 and a most wonderful, happy, healthy, and blessed start in 2021. Again, give your best daily so you won't have any regrets. And take everything into your hands. Be in charge of it. Answer those four questions. And if you choose to share them with me, feel free to do so. It's confidential, okay? All right. I love you all. Have a fabulous few more hours in 2020. And may 2021 be much better for you. Best of health to everybody. And until next week.